This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code MMA99. Save 30% off new orders with code MMA30. Dollar per month economy hosting for 1 year with code MMA1HS. VaporForLife.com, you can save 15% off all products using code MMA Nuts.
Tire Buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Save 7% off with code MMA Nuts 7.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 310.
310.
My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffin. Then we're going to show by my fans for my fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. Hey, Ingo.
What?
Guess what?
What?
It's Brocktober!
Yes! As he's not officially removed or added to the roster, we
say
it's still in session.
We have every October, it's Brocktober, goddammit.
I love it.
Never giving it up.
It's also your birthday month.
Never forget. That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of which.
What?
I went to the doctor the other day.
Oh, no.
Okay. Intestinal issues. And by the way, I'm getting double penetrated on Tuesday, so don't be jealous. But I forgot to tell you this part of the story. So I'm at the GI doctor. We're talking about, like, your poops, right? And the guy has a fucking guide in his pocket. He whips it out. He's like, okay, which does your poop look like? He's got this cartoon poops, and it's on a scale of, like, 1 to 8 of what your poop looks like. And what do your normal poops look like? How many poops are you taking a day? I mean, what kind of man has a little poop scale in his pocket? I didn't feel comfortable about this.
The poop doctor?
Yes.
What's normal, Matt?
I don't know. We didn't discuss that. I just told him what I had. He says,
How many times a day should you go?
I don't know. What's normal for you?
For me?
Because I said, I'm going a good 2 to 3.
Yeah, it's me. I would say more 3. And if I'm going less than 3, then I'm definitely saving up for later.
But I think women are different because all the women in my house, maybe once every 3 days.
That's all they'll admit to, Matt.
No, but then they clog the toilets. So.
Oh, so it's like massive? It's like fucking, ooh, and then I grab it.
Like, you poop more often, ladies, come on.
They have to hold it in. They're used to holding it in. I don't know. I was always thought under the impression that going regularly is a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
3 times should be your goal.
Yeah. And my favorite, now that we're on the subject, is those weeks or days where you go and then you're like, go to wipe and you're like, nothing. it's like it slides right out. It's like, you can hear like a draft as it comes out. Mm-hmm. It's clink. It's perfect.
So it's all about.
Yeah, you got to eat your veggies and, you know, your complex carbs and your proteins and your fats. Stay off the box stuff.
Yeah.
Anything in a box or in a can, try to avoid.
Red Except snapper?
Dicks in a can is fine.
Dicks in a can. You should market that.
Dicks in a can.
I might be in the market for that.
Yeah.
Well, can of dicks?
A big can of dicks. Mm. You know they probably sell that. It's probably like goat dick or something. Hey, that's the thing. The testicles, right? The sheep testicle, what do you call that?
Yeah.
Something about eggs. There's a term for it. I can't remember. You guys know. Somebody will chime in. Some fucking guy in like Ireland will be like, hey, you fucks. You don't know what you're talking about. That's not Irish accent, but whatever that is.
Here we go. Best accents ever. Everybody nuts.
We'll be here
all fucking year.
Anyways, there was an event that happened over the weekend.
Yeah. Which I saw a little bit. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep yet again. I can't do these late night ones. Could be the drugs. I'm not sure.
It was on too late. Why is it on so late? It's like midnight. The main event hasn't happened yet. It's crazy.
So I want to talk about the two fights, the Lineker versus Dodson fight. Lineker gets the split decision win. Dodson basically ran around the whole fucking fight, like, I don't want to engage. Mm-hmm. And it was bringing me back to the thought, remember when Dana White was saying that Greg Jackson was killing the sport?
Yes.
Is Greg Jackson killing the sport? I'm asking it because it seems like we've been having these kind of game plans from a lot of the fighters again. Didn't Overeem employ some of this runaway shit?
Overeem.
Condit. To some extent in that. Well, that was a while ago, but.
Who else? Well, we didn't get to see BG Penn yet, so we'll see. What's going
to
happen with that?
I'm still excited to see that because I want to see him, Greg Jackson, train, but not if this is going to be the game plan.
Well, they kind of did the same thing with Holm, right? They hide their fighters and they try to get them to that money fight, and then they try to open up. But maybe if you get, if you spend all that time doing that, then how do you switch, flip the switch to do the other thing? I don't know. Maybe, I wonder if it's all too much, because he's very analytical. I wonder if he's too much in their head, and these guys don't, and girls don't fire off like, you know, Cotter used to be a killer, and I don't know if he got too analytical with himself, and now you're, what was it, Jones was talking about that when he fought OSP, right? He just kind of wanted to do shit, but never did anything. Like, maybe they're all in this mode of, like, you
you're
know.
Too thinky. Yeah. You're not, the problem is you're not fighting. This isn't fighting. This is just trying to use my skills to avoid all action and then cautiously attack. You can still come in with a game plan, but you can't be running away. You can't be going backwards five rounds. I'm sorry.
Even over.
This is not fighting. This is not fighting.
If you're doing this in a fight, you're going the wrong way.
If you're turning your back to someone, because even the footwork looks like shit when you're running away. And if that's what it's going to take for you to win a fight, I don't want to ever watch you fight again. You're just done. You're dead in my book. So I'm moving right along from that fight.
Great.
I want to talk about this Will Brooks and Alex Oliveira fight. So. Mm-hmm. Oliveira misses weight by 5.5 pounds, and Will Brooks, none too happy, so I guess there's some words exchanged, and during the fight, Oliveira, sizably bigger than him, like a weight class bigger, ends up breaking Will Brooks' rib in, I think, the first round, if not more than one, maybe possible, let's call it three, and he ends up getting the win. And after Oliveira wins, gives him a couple of these, like, fuck you, little crotch shot. And then he chucks his mouthpiece at him. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, what is worse in your opinion? Is it missing weight by 5.5 pounds or a disrespectful win display?
I will just say this. You called this a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. I blame Fabricio Verdum for all this nonsense.
It all goes back to you.
Okay. They should have put the kibosh on this way back then. But see what happens when you don't do that? You called this. I would say the worst is, they're equal. I mean, it's a dick move to miss weight, and it's a dick move to taunt.
Yeah, 5.5 pounds, right? I don't think you can be that guy if you've missed weight.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just kind of take the shit you've been given by your opponent, because you're lucky he accepted to fight you.
Yeah.
So you'd be lucky to be there and to get the win. You don't have to be an asshole in the process. And again, we're not in third grade.
No.
If you can't be man enough for someone to say, hey, fuck you, fuck your mother, you can't handle that, maybe you shouldn't be fighting. Go back to fighting on the fucking street then.
The weight thing is a big thing. Lineker missed weight too, right? For like the
fifth time.
I mean,
it's a joke, man. Why have weight classes?
It's too restrictive. I think we're starting to see a trend here. Perhaps that will go away soon. I'd like to see that happen. They should issue a new set of belts, like different belts. Huh? Like boxing did? Get like 12 different kinds of belts and has six different champions.
That's right.
And it's like an open weight belt. Why not? The weight thing is just so crazy. They need to do something. And perhaps they will, or they won't, but not making weight is pretty disrespectful.
I think I'm trying to weigh which one's worse. I think both ways you need to get fined. I think if you're going to be disrespectful, I think the UFC's got some sort of code of conduct.
They do.
And if you can't handle your shit, you got to get fined, period.
Yep.
Like, kick a referee, fine, suspension. Disrespectful display, like you're throwing your mouthpiece at someone, fine. I don't know if you need to be suspended, probably.
Kick Edmund Tarverian, bonus!
I mean, I don't want this to be like the NFL where you can't celebrate after a touchdown, but I think you have to be respectful to some
taunting
extent.
should be completely disallowed. And I think it's fine to taunt during the fight, before the fight, but once the fight is concluded, especially if it's been a finality kind of a thing where you knocked somebody unconscious, you don't need to taunt anymore. You've already made your point. Like, go on with your life. You know, you've made your point.
Actions are louder than
words.
That's
it. Yep. Walk, dude.
Dan Henderson, Michael Bisping. One.
Yeah, exactly. Channel your inner Dan Henderson.
That's right.
I don't know. People's true nature comes out.
When
they're victorious.
But it seems to be happening with a lot of the Brazilian fighters, too.
I wonder why that is.
Respect.
Inspect?
Yeah, you know, inspect me and my mommy?
Yeah.
And we have words.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I kill everybody
throw
in
my
your
shoe
family.
At your ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Cormier, where you at?
Exactly.
Get your throwing skills.
That was Hood, man. That was so cool. I remember that. I was like, he threw a shoe at him. That's awesome.
And he hit a reporter.
He
did. Good for him.
Yes. All right.
Should we talk about UFC 205?
Well, yes. The question is where do you want to start? Should we talk about this press conference that just happened?
Well, I feel before we do anything, we need to, I got to take it down a notch. UFC 205, Ingo.
I'm scared. I'm also blind.
We need to make a sacrifice to the MMA gods so that this card stays intact. So I give you this. I have a poster. UFC 111, GSP, Dan Hardy, Frank Mir, Shane Carwin. We're gonna sacrifice this to the MMA gods so that you keep UFC 205 intact. Accept our sacrifice, oh gods of MMA.
Don't Perfect. Be scared, homie.
And we're back, just like that. Accepted our sacrifice, hopefully.
I liked it when it was dark. I went to my dark place while you were doing that.
You and GSP hanging
yes.
out.
I needed like to suck my thumb. I was getting scared. That was a sharp knife.
It's all right.
It's all good. All right, so let's talk UFC 205.
Do you think on paper, we can list out the fights, but on paper, this is the greatest card ever assembled?
Dude. I'm looking down this list, and literally, the only fight I don't know who the guys are and have never fucking heard of either guy is all the way under prelims on the fight pass, Lyman Good versus Bilal Muhammad. That's one fight. I don't know either fighter. Every other fight is like stars, former champions of champions, former like, holy shitballs. Should I list this down?
Go ahead.
So, Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor on the main card headlining, Woodley versus Stephen Thompson. Title fight also, Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Karolina Kowalczywicz, whatever you say your fucking name, but both women are very good looking. Chris Weidman versus Yoel Romero. No love for Yoel at the press conference. So sad. Donald Cerrone, Kevin Gastelum, Misha Tate, Raquel Pennington, Frankie Edgar versus Jeremy Stevens, Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Michael Johnson. That should be a barn burner. Tim Kennedy versus Rashad Evans, Tim Boach versus Rafael Nadal, Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves, all the way on the fight pass card, which is crazy. Lyman Good versus Bilal Muhammad, and then Liz Carmouche versus Caitlin Chukagian start us off. That is insanity.
See, and this is what UFC cards used to be back in the day, where
yes.
every card was a must watch. Because you only had one every 3 months. So it had to be the most stacked thing ever. So I'm kind of, you know, when we were first talking about this fight, or this card, I was like, God, I would hold Conor McGregor off. Why waste him? Because he's a big draw anyway. But, man, they're just going for broke.
Yes, they are. First card in New York, they said they would do this. Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Super crazy.
Yeah.
Shit. What are the odds that this is going to stay intact?
That's why we made the sacrifice. Odds are not good, but right. we're probably going to lose minimum of two fights. I mean, we've been semi-lucky with the cards, but I think you have enough other fighters, so if you have a Conor McGregor or Eddie Alvarez get injured, someone else can step up from the card.
If Conor goes, this card is fucked.
That's no, it's not. This is still pretty solid.
I think they're
going
to do $2 million. $2 million.
Yeah,
that
will be the biggest card in pay-per-view history
ever.
It remains to be seen. I think it'll do two. I think you're right.
2.2.
But you see, I want to talk ticket prices too.
Are they high?
Good God!
I want to
say the minimum ticket price was $250.
Whoa! For nosebleeds?
Yeah. That's insane. Let me find that. Yeah. And then it's all the way up to 50,000 if you wanted to be in the Zuffa box.
What's a Zuffa box?
I don't know.
Is like one of them blowing you at that point? I will blow you for 50 grand.
Blowing, juggling your kugels.
$50,000? It is New York, I guess.
But, wow. I mean, you're talking, the gate is going to be the biggest by far, just because of
25 million or something crazy?
Volume. Like, capacity plus. the ticket price is just off the chart, man.
It's crazy. I think the Garden holds, what, 20,000, something like this? I don't know.
I don't know. Could be 50,000 for all I know.
I don't know. I don't think it's that.
But what else do you want to talk about? How about the
20,000, yeah.
Press conference for UFC 205?
Okay, well.
And so let's talk, like you were saying, let's talk about the people that didn't get love.
Well, the list is long. I mean, you're looking at Yoel Romero, nothing. Stephen Thompson, a little bit.
Kelvin Gastelum, nothing. How about the people that got booed, which was shocking? Eddie Alvarez booed loudly. Tyron Woodley booed to the point he almost started crying.
I don't get it why he was booed.
I don't know. I think in his case, and maybe people weren't respecting.
Was Tim Kennedy there too?
No. But maybe people weren't respecting Woodley's calling out of everybody once he became champion.
Ah.
You know, like, oh, I want to fight GSP, or I want to fight so-and-so, and
yeah.
Not necessarily Wonder Boy. He hasn't earned it. Well, it is Wonder Boy. So, I mean, it was interesting. What do you think the best line was from the press?
Well, it's easy. Who the fuck is that guy?
Poor Jeremy Stevens.
That's awesome.
And you just see the soul leave out of him. Like, oh.
You got too close to the fire, Matt. You should have just backed off.
Too much, too soon. Yeah. Stay down.
Yeah, no. Connor was on, was he's just on off point. The hook, man. It's crazy how he is able to pinpoint. And I loved how they moved the monster. I think Stephen Thompson. He's like, I'm going to go ahead and move it. And then Dana grabbed one too, I think. Just kind of like, okay. You know, there's some issue there from the previous press conference. I think you may have some legal stuff going on there. But, dude, all the questions for him, all the craziness for him. What about, was that a fan or a reporter?
Crazy fake media guy.
What was that?
What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? That's a champ! That's a champ! Kurt goes ape shit.
Oh, yeah. Anytime Connor was talking. And I liked it when Eddie was taunting him, talking to him about, take off your fucking stupid ass glasses, and then he actually did. He's like, see, I got you to take them off, motherfucker.
This is the big boy belt.
That's right.
You got the little boy belt.
Yeah.
I don't know, Eddie. We'll see how that one works out.
A lot of jibber jabber and back and forth. Eddie, you know, is not very. I would say, what would you say? What's the word? Charismatic.
Yeah.
Comes to mind.
Hey, he was. He was when he was on the one-on-one,
yes,
like walk with Ariel Helwani, but to the public, I mean, it just there's a disconnect.
Maybe it plays in his favor too. Maybe he's the cool and collected champion who's not really afraid. And I was reading some shit. I think Cerrone said this week. Cerrone had a comment too, and then he was like, "I'm done." So it didn't have much. It's like, okay. But he was saying something about everyone's talking to him about fighting Connor, and he's like, well, the money's not going to be there for me because I'm not the champ. But Eddie, for him, this makes the most sense because the champ gets pay-per-view points,
yeah,
right?
And you got to remember, because I know Connor was making fun of him, saying, well, you didn't renegotiate your contract. He didn't have to because he was on that Bellator match contract. So if you go back, I think he got a $250,000 signing bonus when he came to the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a stipulation in his contract where I think on the top end, he gets $2.50 for every pay-per-view buy.
Oh, Jesus.
So I think it's a tiered one. So it goes anywhere from $1.50 to a certain amount of pay-per-view buys. And then it goes to $2 for the next level. And then it goes up to $2.50 for the high end. So, I mean, he's at the point where the pay-per-view buys are going to be massive. So he's looking at, I don't know if you want to call it $2 million. At he's least. Making another fucking $2 million. That's $4 million plus his purse. He doesn't have to. Yeah, could he? But he doesn't have to.
Yeah. You can't be greedy. You gotta
no.
just, you know.
He I think he got a really good deal when he signed in. Mm-hmm. So but that's the beauty of having someone else to, you know, test your free agency with. Right? You came from Bellator and they offered you an awesome contract and UFC's gotta make all these fucking demands, and you know he's the only one who's actually had success from Bellator. Like looking at all the other fighters, the Hector Lombard, and recently Will Brooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will it's Brooks. Weird.
Cormier was Bellator, no?
Strikeforce.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I think of Bellator.
Yeah. Cock on the brain.
I'm thinking about cock. Dicks everywhere. Yeah, you're right. Bellator. But you know the other thing too. This card is surrounded by like chaos because you got fucking Aldo wants to be released from his contract. He's butthurt about not fighting. And Frankie Edgar is kind of, you know, bitter about the whole situation. I guess he is always bitter.
Yeah.
What else is going on? There's a McGregor kind of steals the show. I mean, every time, and I feel like some these guys are all kind of like, God, when is this going to end? But if he keeps winning and he just keeps, at some point, he's so big that you can't control this man. If he beats Eddie Alvarez, what are they going to do to him? Dude, he's bringing the biggest gates. He's bringing the biggest fans. He's making them the most money. So this guy can do whatever the fuck he wants. And you had talked before the show that there was going to be some announcement that happened.
Dana White was saying, after UFC 205, Conor McGregor is going to make some sort of announcement out of left field. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, just thinking about the possible things. Is he going to retire? Is he going to give up the 145-pound belt? Mm-hmm. Is he going to become a movie star? Maybe he's going to do that Far and Away remake. He's going to be the Tom Cruise. Total Line! Scrapper! Dana White will be the other guy.
The other guy? That would be funny.
Honda Housie.
Maybe he's gay. Openly gay fighter.
I don't know.
I doubt that. But
or maybe he's the best around. Nothing's ever going to keep him down. He's the best around. Something. I don't know, man.
Could be. Is that Daniel LaRusso? What is that song? Right?
It's a Karate Kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like.
Or is this the GSP fight coming? Because, you know, GSP finally got drug tested for the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, he got four random drug tests, or they did four different ones.
GSP.
That means he's coming back. I'm confused with a left field from McGregor. And seeing how this fight didn't really seem to be on the radar makes me think something weird. And I don't know what weird
is. Like a health issue or something?
Might be.
Potentially. Well, I know that he wants to take time off to raise a family. I don't know. Dude, the guy's made so much money. It's at some point, if you're coming from a place like he does, I mean, I guess he's living in Vegas high off the hog. Maybe that's all for show. I don't know. He goes back to Ireland and just buys a fucking farm and just chills out. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them.
But he's spending $300,000 on a training camp, you know?
Yeah.
He's spending them. He needs to keep fueling
still
us.
Still gassing
in
8 minutes, man.
At the end of the day, he's fucking Irish, and we love the fight.
We do.
You can't take the fight out of that man.
What the hell is it? Could it be?
It could be a movie star.
But it's left field. That doesn't. It's not.
He's
going to
be
enough.
A movie star.
We need to go more left. What's more left of that? Porn movie star.
Gay porn.
There you go. See? Now you're on the right track.
See? Two snaps and a twist.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's 205.
Well, I want to talk about this Jose Aldo stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, what's happening there?
So he requests his release from the UFC. Mm-hmm. So he's either going to retire or walk away. And the weird thing is, why, if you have a fighter like Jose Aldo and he wants to walk away, why don't you let him? I mean, I understand it from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint, what the fuck? Because he's willing to fight this out in the courts and or just switch sports altogether. Because he's getting pissed. He's. I'm a true martial artist, and I don't like the way the sport is going. Like, look at the jackasses that are getting all the attention. I'm not going to whore myself out like these guys. If my actions can't promote the sport, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. So
I
think from a philosophical standpoint, he may be done fighting, but if he wants to continue, wouldn't he be maybe better off in a Ryzen, a Bellator?
Bellator!
I wouldn't mind seeing him somewhere where the UFC respects him. I obviously don't. You know, he's talked so much shit on the UFC and fighter union this, and I don't get paid enough, and then just the level of disrespect.
Sure. I can respect his position. At the end of the day, though, his job is he's a prize fighter. So, you know.
But if the man wants a release, can he not get a release? Like, what is that going to entail?
They can let him go, but
they won't.
Because they're, like, the mob. Once right. you're in, you never
so
get out.
So how do you get out? Like, I would like to see it go Death. To court. And how does that
I don't know.
Aren't you an independent contractor? Can't you get a release? You're an independent contractor some of the time, but you're an employee when you want to not work there anymore?
Right. I think if you're at Randy Couture level, and look at how long that drama dragged out.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be tied up in courts and not being able to fight.
Yep. The point isn't that they will or won't let him go or that he can't fight it. It's how long is he going to drag this shit out where he's going to be on the sidelines because they're not willing to. That's all it is he does that, and it could be 2-3 years by the time.
Can't we just figure out what a dollar amount is and call it a day?
Maybe.
Or this guy's going to fucking spearhead a union. I mean, the more you keep pushing on the fighters, the more this is going to come back, like, harsher on you. And you just keep seeing it and seeing it.
Yeah, the union. This might be the thing that tips it over.
And I think the funny thing was, the next thing I want to talk about is all these celebrities that are investing in the UFC now. It's ridiculous. You have, like, Tom Brady, I think the Williams sisters.
Ben Affleck. Conan O'Brien.
Sylvester Stallone.
Mark Wahlberg.
Jimmy Kimmel.
LL Cool J.
Yeah, you can go down the line. Serena Rob Williams. Dyrdek. But someone was saying that, you know, all these people are in a union, like a Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Fighters, wake up.
Yeah, and that's some fucking crazy shit. I've looked into that way back before. That acting thing, the union, they don't fuck around. They got very strict rules about what they can and can't do to these people. I mean, it's extremely strict.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could learn a ting or two about... See, that was Irish.
Ting?
Right there.
Trey Parker is on that list, too.
Trey Parker, huh?
Interesting.
I could see, like, a spin-off cartoon show with Conor McGregor involved. That would be cool.
Maybe that's what he's going to do. Yeah. Cartoons? I'm going cartooning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because... The sport has grown so much in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But I don't like it. I liked it better when I was, like, coming over here and we were getting all wild and crazy about a couple of big-ass events and it was still kind of, like, underground. Now it's, like, the only thing I can get excited for is this super-duper mega card.
But this is why it was exciting, because this is how the cards used to be. It used to be a must-watch, not every weekend is this pie versus that pie.
Yep.
I don't give a shit about people I don't know. I don't want to see amateur MMA.
No.
I mean, we've been there, we've done that. I want to see the best of the best, and I want to see spectacle. Mm-hmm. I want to see freak show. I mean, you know, you watch this sport for long enough, fuck it. You want to, whoever that, this other wrestler that wants to come in, there's some freak, I forgot what his name is.
We were talking about last week or week before.
All steroided up and massive. Ryback or something? Yeah. I don't know what the fucking guy's name, but I think he wants to go into Bellator and start fighting. Fine, I'll watch some freak show shit.
Sure.
I want to see something different.
He's going to turn all purple on us?
Like Marius Bujanowski, and he fought, was it Tim Sylvia? He turned all purple? Like,
fight last weekend or the weekend before, too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. It was crazy bullish.
Oh, they're nuts. It's interesting. We're going to have to see if this card, we're what, a month out about?
Yeah.
November something, 11th or something like that? If this holds, if this stays together... It'll eclipse UFC 100 and then some. I think this will be the biggest fucking pay-per-view ever.
I think you're right. If it stays intact, we're over 2. We're over 2 million buys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like literally fired up. I was like, holy shit. Is this really going to happen? Like, we're really getting this?
Oh, yeah.
Because UFC 204, I'm like, eh. UFC 205, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a for sure. Getting the group together. We're rallying them.
Going crazy.
Might be ribeyes.
Might have to do the
whole... It's not red panty night here, but it's ribeye steak night.
It could
night.
Be.
Maybe.
Good day. You never know.
I might break them out, Ingo.
Get them all liquored up.
Maybe your lucky night.
It's perfect.
That's all I'll say about that. What else you want to talk about? Do you have any other news?
Yes, your boy, Tyson Fury. Unfortunately.
How's he my boy? Oh, I do like gypsies.
See? No, you like... I know you talked him up
I
before.
I like the story.
And he's a man. He's a good story. But unfortunately, he's developed a little bit of a drug problem. And he's been pulled from his fight against Vladimir Klitschko.
Why?
Due to being unfit. What is the official term? It's medically unfit to compete.
Why?
I think he's all coked out.
John Jones was all coked out, and had no issue.
Maybe he took it to another level, Matt.
<He's> like, so there's certain levels of coked out.
Yeah.
You could go to John Jones level, or you go to Tyson Fury level. Yeah. Tyson Fury, he shows up in a Batman suit.
That's
in
right.
Press conference.
That guy fucks, Matt.
So, Come on.
I know you love the story, and I like it too. And he's like a, you know.
Well, I think it's a. I'm gonna say it's a conspiracy. Klitschko just wants the belt back. They're pinning some shit on this guy. They don't want him as a champion. In this illegitimate, I don't even know what title this guy own. There's so many fucking organizations in boxing.
WBA, WBO, XBO,
right.
LMC.
LL Cool J.
I don't know if these are all titles, but.
They probably are. There's 100 different ones. There's okay. No legitimate.
He has them all,
champion.
Matt. He's collected them all collectively. I don't know. Who fucking cares?
Why can't you do recreational drugs? When did this become an issue?
I think in boxing, they do not allow that. I think it's a problem.
In competition, out of competition?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? You'd be able to do all the drugs you want.
Bring your best.
That's right.
Arrive.
That's right. As long as you're not coked up when you're fighting.
Why not?
Unfair advantage. Or, hey, if you want to just open up the floodgates, I'm okay with this.
Let's get as fucked
heart attacks and go.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying. You're pushing it. You're pushing the limits.
That's what I'm about, is pushing the limits.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I'm with you then. So, Mike Winklejohn was asked about Travis Brown recently.
And?
He was saying, basically, he went to a boxing coach, put all his eggs in one basket, and he is not welcome back at Winklejohn and Jackson's anymore.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Some fallout there, eh?
Looks like it. So, if you're a Travis Brown and you had to leave Glendale Fighting Club,
mm-hmm.
Where would you go?
AKA?
Would they take him?
I don't know. Or,
because you need heavyweights to spar with, but...
Mm. Yeah, you can't go down to Verdum's place, because I think they're too close.
I think he's kind of fucked. He might be fucked. I don't know.
Where does he go? Where's the heavyweights at? Florida?
You're going to go to, like, Black Zillions?
Bros before hoes, Brown. Keep that in mind. I think it's one of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's why I went. But maybe that works out for him. Maybe that doesn't.
Hey, could have lots of babies and future champions and all that.
All right. Depends what's important. Winning fights or...
Another thing I think will happen is UFC 205, they will announce Ronda Rousey shit. She'll be there. I have a feeling she's going to make a... It's like going to be a Brock Lesnar style thing. They're going to announce some shit.
She going to, like, drop in from the ceiling on ropes or something?
Who knows? But she's been awfully quiet, so we'll have to see. But it's unfortunate for Brown that this is happening, but, you know, I think overall his performances keep slipping.
It's looked terrible. I forgot what the record is. Maybe 2-3 mm-hmm. since he went to Edmund.
And he was doing well. I don't know why he even ever switched if, you know.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is his body is breaking down, so I don't know. Yeah. I think we talked about it, the nutrition, because the guy injures himself. Like, he blows a hammy out. He breaks a hand. He breaks something. Mm-hmm. So he can't even continue fighting. So it's not even the skill level. I mean, you can see the skill level has decreased. Mm-hmm. He used to be super creative out there.
Yeah.
But like, there was a point where I thought, this motherfucker could be champ.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure.
And now I can't say that. I don't see him ever being a champ.
No.
But there was a point. Guy Eller news.
I got nothing, man. I'm ready to talk about the shit that's happening this weekend.
UFC 204.
Yeah, October 8th or 9th, depending where you're at. Manchester Arena in Manchester, England.
Home court advantage.
Yeah, Bisping versus Henderson.
Yep.
UK versus USA. That's right, number two. Not to be outdone, there's also Vitor Belfort, Gegard Mousasi, co-main event, which should be interesting.
No interest.
Hey, Vitor might be DRT Vitor in the UK. I don't know, the testing is so good, man.
USADA's everywhere.
Ah.
They'll come and get you. I think he's one of the most tested ever.
Doesn't surprise
me. Him, Chris Cyborg, Conor McGregor, and I think Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. I don't know. There's a lot of people with 12 or more random drug tests.
Hey. He's normal.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right. Who do you like? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I was pontificating.
You know, there's a new Pirates of the Caribbean coming out.
No. You know what's funny? I've only seen the first one.
Some of them were good.
Were they?
Yeah. I'm just saying that because Michael Bisping. You should wear a fucking patch on that eye, goddammit.
Yar, matey.
Embrace the grind, Mike Goldberg.
I looked back at the records, and Dan Henderson has not fared well in his last 10 fights. As a matter of
fact, what's the record?
3-7. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, yeah, 3-7. 3 victories, 7 losses. Not good.
Okay.
And he's been knocked out 4 times. So, things are not looking up for Mr. Dan Henderson. Alternatively, Michael Bisping, 4-0 in his last fights against former champions such as Anderson Silva, former champions such as Luke Rockhold.
Lucky.
He beat Donald Trump right now. And Talis Leites as well. Although he's had a couple of rough spots in there. But I would say that Bisping is surging and Henderson is declining. You see the chin has become softer as he ages. Although he still has the look, he doesn't quite absorb the power as he did. I'm going to go ahead and say that we don't relive the first fight in this fight. I feel like perhaps Bisping has learned his lesson and will not be circling left, hopefully. Okay.
They told him.
Circle right.
And he did it anyway.
Get away from that freaking crazy overhand right, okay? And I think he can melt Henderson. Now, my only one big undoubtedly question mark is, does Dan Henderson just go for broke and say, fuck it, TRT, fuck that shit. I'm going balls to the walls, my last fight, I don't care. So that would be the difference maker, I think. But otherwise, I think Bisping can melt him in about a round and a half, 2 rounds. I say Bisping via decision, and it will be... I don't think he's got the power to knock out Dan Henderson, but he's definitely... He can decision him. I'm thinking 4 rounds to 1. First round goes to Henderson. The other 4, Bisping.
I don't know. Cinderella story, Ingo.
Yeah?
Cinderella story. All I'm saying is, Michael Bisping, he feels pressure. Anytime he feels pressure, he chokes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it recently. He says, I'm feeling a lot of pressure. I'm fucking champion. You know, when he fought Luke Rockhold, zero pressure. I think, what, 2 weeks training, something?
Nothing.
Took a fight on short notice. Not enough time to let
the... Did he film in a movie or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough time to let the pressure build up. So, goes in there and, you know, Rockhold's overconfident and Bisping nothing to lose. Fucking perfect storm. I think it's a perfect storm for Dan Henderson right now because he's going to retire more than likely, win or lose. He said, if I win, maybe I'll keep fighting off the sea. But I think it would be baller to just knock Bisping out again. Same style, same fashion. Probably give him that forearm shiver. Win the belt. Leave the belt in the fucking octagon and walk off into the sunset.
That'd be sweet.
That's the Cinderella story I want.
I like it.
And that's the Cinderella story I'm going with.
Sticking with that, are you?
Fuck yeah. First round KO. It might go the second round. But yeah, I agree. If it goes long, you have obviously Bisping's got the...
Home court, too.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever lost over there. He's gotten favorable decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, the Silencer Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Ingo coined nickname.
Better nickname than, what is this, the Hammer?
Anvil? Yes.
What the fuck's his name?
He's still fighting, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
But Magic 8-Ball is all the way over there. It takes no one.
Before we move on to the news, I would like to say one thing.
Go ahead.
We are brought to you by our new sponsor,
Vapor. Who's this?
Vaporforlife.com, which has been gracious enough to send me some samples.
Here, let me see that.
There you go. Now, I do not smoke anymore. I used to. I only smoke pole.
Pole, of course.
Not cigarettes. But if you are a smoker that's currently smoking cigarettes,
got some half.
Do yourself a favor. Go to vaporforlife.com. Use code MMANUTS. Save 15%. They got this cool shit called a Vapor e-cig, which is one version. Also, there's a Vapor with juice.
This is like a gun.
So, yeah.
Can someone go on planes
stuff,
with this?
Right? It's got nicotine in here. This is like very
sideways.
Good to me. Creamy shit. So, you know, this is the thing now. Like, big puffs of smoke, getting all fucking smoky, and use one of these box kits with the tank and shit on top. You know, you can go crazy. People are modding these out, going bananas with these things. Seriously, it's a big thing. There's all this. There's a lot of, I had to put that together. Okay.
Take my muffler off.
And the instructions, they have nice videos on their website where you can kind of see how it all works and get big puffy clumps of smoke. So, I urge you to do yourself a favor. Stop giving Marlboro fucking money because they don't sponsor our show, but Vapor for Life does.
They smoke weed in there.
They have that stuff too. They have volcanoes.
Okay, that's what it's all about. Fuck cigarettes.
We need to get some samples of that.
Smoke weed. Oh, wait.
I don't know what you just said.
Do what you want to do.
I cannot condone or deny either thing that was just mentioned, but I will say this.
What?
This is good stuff. And they're from Chicago area, Northbrook, Illinois.
Cha-ching.
So it's a double win. So, you know, I don't know. If you happen to be one who would like to try some of this, maybe we can raffle this off or send this to a fan. This has tobacco. This is medical grade, as Matt said. I don't know. Oh, it does say that. Medical grade silicon.
I don't know if we
can. In your mouth.
Technically give that away because you have to verify age. Oh. We'll figure something out.
That's fucked up. You know, it's funny. Well, I think tobacco is more regulated than booze is. You know what I mean? It's like they can't have tobacco ads on TV, I don't think. It's not allowed. But this ain't fucking TV. It's a podcast.
This is the internet. Eh. Although we just gave away internet control to the world, so.
We did?
Who knows what's going to happen. We could be regulated by China.
China's already up our ass. And something about a carbon footprint I was reading. Something. The carbon CO2 level has reached some epic scale. We're all dying.
It's all good. Ask the nut, Zingo. What would happen if we got rid of rankings? Do the rankings even matter anymore?
I don't care about rankings.
Seems like we don't care. We have Dan Henderson fighting Michael Bisping.
All the cool fights are always like the fights people want to see, and it's never like one versus two. You know?
Right.
Who cares?
Because you got to have it open. I think that's the weird thing about a union, that could possibly fuck up that style.
To keep it fair, so people like Frankie Edgar can get their title shots.
No, never.
Jose Aldo.
If Conor retires tomorrow, is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, God. That's a tough question. I don't know.
Yes, he is. Because you got to look at what he did for the sport. No one has ever done as much as he's done in the short time period that he has and broaden the sport. And I know Dana White's and Ronda Rousey's a bigger star. Bullshit. Bullshit. Conor McGregor is the biggest star ever. Look at the press conference. How many people are watching? Hundreds of thousands live. And all his pay-per-views. He's going to be, after this one, the biggest pay-per-view draw ever.
I agree.
Not already there. And look at the amount of money he's making. He's demanding and commanding huge sums of money to the likes that no one else is. The biggest purse ever, what was it? $3 million for the last month, or the last one, and you don't know what the pay-per-view back end was, so he's claiming he's gonna pull in over $40 million in 1 year.
We think he's getting like $5 a pay-per-view or something crazy.
It's gotta be ridiculous.
Are they jacking up the price for this thing on the pay-per-view too, if they, you think?
They should.
69?
They did it that one time, remember?
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, everything raised up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think the one thing Ronda was always missing, so she had the enigma energy, right? But she didn't have the talk to back it up. Like, she would speak, and it was just kind of like, she had that do-nothing bitch. That was whatever. That was nice. But at the same time, Conor has that. That's like a comma for him. He just keeps going. He never stops. And people tune in, and he's able to talk, and, you know, who the fuck is that guy? I mean, he's just right.
It's charisma versus cunty attitude.
Thank you.
You know?
Yes. So, you're right. I think he deserves, I don't know what's Hall of Fame or not, but he definitely has moved the sport forward. He's like a Mother Teresa level type. Like, he's done so much. And the more the guy at the top gets, the more the guy at the bottom gets. It starts to naturally.
Or the guy that fights the guy at the top. Yeah. I mean, they're all getting paid more.
Trickle-down effect, right?
Right.
It's good for the sport. Moving the ball forward. You go, Conor.
That's right. McGregor versus Diaz 3 is contested under Pride rules in the classic ring with the yellow card in the 10-minute first round at the Pride lightweight limit of 161 pounds. Who wins?
Diaz all day. By submission.
More than likely.
By submission in the first round.
Longer round with less gas. Not good. Etna White asks, Dana White recently mentioned that Conor's going through some personal stuff and will have an announcement out of left field post UFC 205. Is it possible he retires? And if so, would his legacy be hurt from the fact that he's never defended his belt?
Nah. Nah. I don't care about that.
No, I don't think it matters whether or not you defend a belt. I'm more interested in, are you putting on exciting fights? And I like the back and forth of the fights he has. It's not always, is this a clear win? No, there's some drama. Like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. So I like that in the last couple fights. Mike Smith Rivera asks, after this Saturday's card, how would you feel having Cruz versus Dillashaw 2, Lineker versus Garbrandt, and Dotson versus Thomas Almeida on the same card, maybe a Fox card, and have a WEC-style card?
Sure. How would I feel? I would feel pretty fucking good. I don't know.
I have, like, zero interest in this weight class.
Yes.
The only thing that would make me more interested if you dropped a WEC-style cage down. Smaller cage for smaller fighters. Someday, yes. Embrace it, UFC. Someday.
Yes.
Mike Smith Rivera, follow-up question. What organization was better in your opinion, WEC or Strikeforce?
Strikeforce. Maybe. Fuck, I'm trying to think now.
They were both cool in their own way.
Yeah.
WEC always had exciting fights. Like, yeah. I never sat down and went, God, this WEC card sucked. There was always, it was the cage, though.
Thursday nights, right? Usually they had those?
Something weird. It was an off night.
That's where Cerrone, Condit, who else?
Aldo,
Faber.
It was all the smaller guys.
Jamie Varner, when he wasn't being cunty. I mean, Jorgensen. There was a lot of guys on that promotion that just brought excitement to it. I think you said a few minutes ago that the key is the smaller cage, and
yeah, and it's just weird that the UFC seems to think it's one size fits all, and it's not. And yeah, that I swear you, if you drop down a little cage for the little guys, I don't care if it's 6 foot by fucking 6 foot, there's a little dog cage, you're gonna have more action. Just fucking shrink the cage. Yeah. The stats are there.
Fighting in the phone.
Don't deny it. He has a follow-up question. He says, which brought better talent to the UFC? WEC gave us Cruz, Pettis, Mighty Mouse, Benson, Faber, Aldo, Cerrone, Condit, while Strikeforce gave us Gilbert, Rockhold, Cormier, Woodley, Usasi, Tate, and Cyborg.
WEC, I think.
I don't know. Strikeforce gave you more champions because you also had Verdum coming from there. Mm-hmm. Barnett,
yeah.
Arlovsky.
Mm-hmm. Well, I consider him from the UFC.
First. Yeah, I mean, he was UFC.
It's hard
Barnett
to say.
Was UFC,
yeah,
too.
It's hard to say. It's pretty even. You know, the WEC guys, man, those are... fuck, I don't know. I still say WEC.
All right, I'm going to go with Strikeforce.
Boo!
Michael James Hale asks, he said, I heard a while back that Shane Carwin was working on returning to the Octagon. Have you guys heard anything about it recently?
We heard that he was returning to the Octagon.
Well, he's not signing with the UFC. No. More than likely Bellator. Mm-hmm. And more than likely steroided out of his mind. Allegedly.
You know what I think he's going to do?
Smash you. And then smash me.
He's going to fight Fedor.
I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm.
I can see this.
Or Chael Sonnen or Tito Ortiz.
Chael Sonnen, oh my God.
Just do an open weight fight. Yeah. Don't be a bitch. Let that guy be a super heavyweight. There he is. Boo Martin asks, what do you think about Mike Jackson versus CM Punk on a UFC Fight Pass card?
Who's Mike Jackson?
The guy that Mickey Gall fought.
Oh!
Before.
Oh, yeah.
CM Punk.
I don't know.
I don't want to see CM Punk fight ever again. Go to the Pi League. You're not UFC caliber.
Well, there was
thank you. Good day, sir.
There was that article, I think, Dana was commenting on him fighting and saying that he may not have showed up because it was, you know, such a... It's a different thing, so he, you know, maybe mentally he wasn't quite prepared for what that stage brought, even though he's got a ton of WWE experience. And he wants to try again, and Dana's not opposed to it, but maybe they do something different. That would be something different. I still like the whole build a show around him. Let him fight a couple of, you know, build-up fights or something. show him.
Yeah, he doesn't have the skill that I want to see.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a background in anything, so there's no interest in that. Tatsuya Yoshida asks, worst martial art for self-defense? I'll take this.
Great.
Taekwondo.
You think it's the worst?
Well, I can only tell you from the shit I've trained in. So, taking Taekwondo. My daughter, I ran her through it just because it was good for the self-esteem aspect.
Absolutely.
And she got her black belt in there. And going through the black belt process, they were doing self-defense shit. Mm-hmm. And then after every self-defense class, I'm like, okay, don't ever fucking do anything that you just learned in that class. That is the worst shit I've ever seen, right. Ever. I've wrestled, boxed, and Muay Thai, Krav Maga, and I have the Taekwondo in there. Out of all those that I personally trained in, Taekwondo the worst. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think wrestling would be a really good one. If you can
control people.
Yeah. If you can wrestle well, even if you can't strike, if you're not afraid of getting hit, you could take somebody, put them on their back. That's dangerous. Like you.
Oh, jiu-jitsu also trained. I forgot to mention that in there.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu. Yeah, even that is a tough one. I mean, I think the fight ends up on the ground, right? But I think the problem is too is a lot of people get fake confidence in themselves, which is kind of dangerous. Because there's a whole different aspect to, I mean, just from doing that one jiu-jitsu tournament I did, it's a different thing. Like doing it in the gym and going hard against people you know, and then going in against somebody who's like not your friend, it's a different thing. And then make that somebody who's trying to hurt you on purpose, like in the street, trying to kill you or whatever. Whole different thing. False confidence, not good. Taekwondo, not good.
No. And yeah. I think when you look at the early UFCs and see when it was really style versus style, like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I will argue that even back then, it was a lot more street fight, like, level mentality. So it was maybe almost even more real back then versus now. It's more of a sport. It's like a sport MMA versus back then.
It's watered down.
Fucking guys were trying to kill each other, man.
It's the rules, too. I mean,
well, yeah.
That's no rules, and anything kind of goes. You want to punch the guy in the ball?
Crazy.
Punch him in the ball.
Yeah. Well, 100 times is okay.
Just over to bring him up. Yeah. Zach Geyser asks, he says, Ingo, you wake up in a dark room. Your body is warm and wet.
I like this.
Suddenly, a series of white spotlights shine down upon you. Uh-huh. You find yourself covered in thick jelly, and before you stands Chris Cyborg and Gabby Garcia. You must fight one and fuck one. Choose, or you get pound sign rape trained by both, while Matt observes from a one-way mirror.
Oh, this is... I like this fight or fuck thing. I have to fight one and fuck one.
Yeah.
I will take my... I'll take my chances against Gabby Garcia and fight her. I'm sorry, Matt. I will have to fuck Cyborg.
No, I'm with you.
I'll take my chances. I think I can avoid and gas her
out. We could be tag team back again.
Get a few pops in there. You know, as
Gabby's
long as
she's terrible. Yeah. You'd be better keeping that shit standing.
Yeah, if she takes me down,
I favor you in the stand-up,
Bingo. If she takes me
240
down,
pounds of her
trouble.
On the ground, you're done.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get
broken. She's high level.
Broken
high
half.
Level.
Yeah, not good. But Cyborg...
You don't want any part of that.
No.
You're going to get fucked up standing up.
I'm going to do my Overeem impression. She'll be like...
She'll track you down, though.
She's too slow. She can't catch
She's 175 pounds when she steps
in
there.
No, I'm talking about Gabby Garcia.
Oh, yeah. No, Gabby...
She can't catch me. I'll run around in circles until she gets
slow and she doesn't know how to punch. You'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
Then Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time!
Yeah.
Pound sign, let's roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Remember, you must choose one. Would you rather experience the worst possible psychological pain or physical pain?
That's tough. I would say probably psychological pain. I think I can recover. I don't know what would be worse. It's a hard
physical pain. I'd like to be rape trained a lot.
By Cyborg.
Yes. Trap on for the win. Would you rather have your ideal job, make a great salary, but lose all your friends, or hate your job, make lousy money, but keep all your friends?
That's a wacky-ass question. I don't know. I'd probably keep my friends, I think. But that wouldn't be any different than right now. Like the same thing. So I'm already living that. I'm there.
I want to lose all my friends and buy new ones because money will buy you anything. It'll buy you good friends.
That's a good point.
No, I'm lying. I'd keep my friends and find a better job.
Yeah.
Because eventually the shit turns. It's like a pendulum. It only swings one way for so long, and it swings back. Mm. Would you rather turn heel on someone you love or turn babyface on someone you hate?
I'll do the babyface.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Last question. Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Dude, that is not even a question. Werewolf, hands down.
What?
Yes!
You have no control over shit.
That's perfect.
You're out of your fucking mind.
It's going crazy.
One word. Pussy. All the pussy you can eat, vampire style.
But you gotta suck blood. Werewolves don't have to do anything. They just get mad.
They just werewolf out. You have no control. You're killing your friends.
That's okay.
You're out of control.
So vampires, though, they like suck blood, and it's all this chaos. It's, I don't know.
There's something you can control women.
Do vampires live forever? Yes. Werewolves?
I don't know. No, they seem much more easily killed. I'm gonna go with the vampire. I like the whole being out at night, seducing women.
It's all about the
seducing. Very romantic.
Yeah. I like the werewolf aspect. Just unpredictable. Shit goes, you never know what's gonna happen.
you just wanna tear shit up.
As I do.
I was always fascinated. Like when I was a kid, every Halloween, I would always be a vampire.
Yeah.
I was always fascinated by them.
But not like, what's the new shit?
No, not this bullshit.
You're talking about like Lost Boys style, right? Like that kind of old
Dracula. I was actually like Bela Lugosi style.
It's going way back.
Way old school.
Yeah, not this new, what is this called?
I know what you're talking about. The new teen bullshit.
With the sparkly
vampire.
Suns and all this crap. I've seen them all, but I'm like, this is fucked up. I don't know why I watched those movies, but I'm like, they ruined the vampires. It's not vampires, you know? It's like Batman. It's supposed to be dark, not
Ben Affleck.
Sparkly and shit. You know?
I hear you. Yay, knowledge? I don't have anything for
knowledge
this week. We're turning into a pumpkin.
No, I don't believe I have anything. No.
You almost had something.
Not so much.
Let's shut it down.
All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Mac Rivers. Thanks for playing.
See you later. Thanks for checking out this episode of MMA Nuts. You want to support the show? Here's another way you can do that by supporting our sponsors. GoDaddy, where you can get a 99-cent.com with code MMA99. You can save 30% off new orders with code MMA30. And $1 per month economy hosting for 1 year with code MMA1HS.